Beleaguered by Republican criticism over her performance in the aftermath of the Benghazi attacks, Susan Rice got rejected as a candidate for Secretary of State, you'll remember.
This is a response to a hateful and offensive video that was widely disseminated throughout the Arab and Muslim world.
But those infamous words from Ambassador Rice are in the past now. The president wants Rice to be national security advisor. She'll be a foil as well as a team player in a White House team that includes Secretary of State Kerry and Samantha Power over at the UN. Joining us now, Mark Landler, White House correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Mark broke the story this morning. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
How much of a surprise was this? Certainly Rice was going to get some major role in the administration.
I think the actual personnel shift was less of a surprise than the timing. Susan Rice has been the front runner to succeed Tom Donilon as National Security Advisor since last December when she withdrew from consideration as Secretary of State. But I think a lot of people thought that Donilon would stay on in the job until perhaps the fall or maybe even into next year. So the timing happening this soon was a surprise.
And the appointment of Samantha Power at the United Nations, that is a pretty big signal to the international community, it seems to me.
Well, Samantha Power, as you know, is a very well-known journalist and writer who's written extensively on genocide. She's also a very big advocate for intervening in countries where there are human rights crises underway. Both she and Susan Rice advocated very strenuously for the NATO intervention in Libya to prevent a slaughter by Colonel Gaddafi last year. So these two are both closely aligned and both have a very strong view on human rights issues and the obligation of the U.S. to act decisively. So yes, I think putting her in New York at the U.N. will send a signal of perhaps a more activist U.S. posture on some of these issues.
And so the question then becomes, is Secretary of State John Kerry on the same page? He's much more of a traditional diplomat. He definitely deals with world leaders. He's not so much an advocate for sort of broad policy as much as individual negotiations.
Well, you're right. John Kerry is a very classic Secretary of State in that regard. But it is also true that John Kerry has been more forward-leaning on aiding the rebels in Syria, for example, than other people have in the administration. And indeed, he's activist on trying to find a solution to the Middle East peace process. So while there are, you know, clearly stylistic differences between these three, and in particular between Power and Rice and Mr. Kerry, they do have common ground on some key issues as well.
And so the divisiveness associated with Susan Rice sort of begins and ends in the Congress with the criticism she received from some Republican senators and doesn't linger into the White House here?
Well, that's a very fair question. I wrote last week about the lingering problems that Susan Rice has had in the wake of the controversy over the attacks in Benghazi. You'll recall she delivered these now discredited talking points about the attack on Sunday television shows. But I did speak to Senator Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, who was a fierce opponent of hers when she was a candidate for Secretary of State, and he told me that if President Obama named her as National Security Advisor, at that point it was more hypothetical than real, that he would set aside the disagreements over Benghazi and try to work with her. So we'll have to see whether what Senator Graham said is reflective of Senator McCain and some of the others who had strong feelings about Susan Rice.
Although it suggests that if she's Secretary of State, somehow those objections are huge and deal breakers. But if she's National Security Advisor, we put them aside. It speaks to a genuine lack of sincerity, it seems. This was a political battle and nothing more.
Well, fair enough, and there's obviously a very clear difference here. When you're a nominee for Secretary of State, you have to be confirmed by the Senate. So Senator Graham and Senator McCain have a direct say over that. President Obama doesn't need a Senate confirmation for his National Security Advisor. And indeed, naming her in the face of all this Republican opposition was something of a defiant move on the president's part.
Mark Landler, White House correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.